I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. This week, Lebanon marked the one-year anniversary of the assassination of Prime Minister Rafiq Harari. Tensions are high throughout the Muslim world. Sat7's David Harder says the work in the Middle East unifies isolated believers, even in the midst of uncertainty. They empower the local Christian communities to use the power of media to tell people about Jesus and reflect the local beliefs of Christians. Many people are watching and coming to know Jesus. And the seed company's support and training of national translators in India has recently helped complete the New Testament in five key languages that didn't have scripture before. The seed company's Roy Peterson says there's a lot of hostility toward the gospel, and the enemy is working to stop translation from going forward. But God is working through indigenous translators. The Word of God is coming alive to people and bringing transformation to their lives. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Church bulletin inserts are available each month to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Bliss.